Let's talk about tonight. So we brought three of our very favorite storytellers tonight, two who have slayed it every time they've been up here, and one who hasn't done our show but is a fucking great dude. You'll see him in a minute. But please, let's first welcome to the stage Mr. Mike Gifford.
Thank you, Eric. Wow, thank you so much. I'm glad to have a reason to leave the house on a Friday. Normally, I'd be at home watching reruns of Columbo. And how convenient for Netflix. I have a young roommate, and he showed me how to do it, and it's a miracle. So anyway, and Peter Falk looks great in HD, but I digress. So tonight, the topic that the Nerdlogs chose for us is opening act. All right, so in theatrical terminology, the opening act is referred to highfalutin Steppenwolf audience as the curtain raiser. I'm the curtain raiser. See, what that means is you have a headliner that people pay money to see. And then there's an opening act that ideally should have the ability to breathe, smile, and get off the stage as quickly as possible because they typically have no idea what they're doing. So that's the inspiration for how I'm going to entertain you tonight. Thank you again, Nerdlogs. Sidebar. Abraham Lincoln was perhaps our greatest president. His biographies, like Doris Kearns Goodwin, always start with Lincoln's humble beginnings. Something like, firstborn son, born in a log cabin. Stirring! So, if a biography is written about me, it will begin with Michael Gifford. Firstborn son conceived in a trailer with shag carpeting. Trailer is not as presidential as log cabin, but Donald Trump's our president now, so anything's possible. I was the firstborn, my parents' opening act. And you know what that means. Breathe. Smile. And nobody knows what they're doing. Much like our future president and his cabinet. But then I got older. My parents got older. We learned. We negotiated a truce. And things happen. Those things being my lovely brother and sister, whom I love, despite the fact that they got to drink Capri Sun after I left the house, and I was lucky if I got Tang. Tang! What's Tang anyway? It's so strange. It's weird. It's orange. It's the same complexion as Donald Trump. Don't drink Tang. You might vote Republican. So, I joined the college Republicans. Yes, yes. I joined the Ohio State Republican Party. But then, I slept with the male vice president of the college Republicans. Yes, I slept with him. I had sex with this guy. He's married now. I hope someone has a timeline, but I digress. The fact is, much like Tang and anything else, homosexuality and Republicans don't mix well. Doesn't work well. Not working. And I gradually found that I preferred the male penis to conservative politics. Perhaps if more people came to that conclusion, we'd have less Catholics, but I digress. But then, take a sharp turn to the left. My younger brother, the hope of my Methodist minister father, the shining beacon, he comes out as gay too. And worse than that, he's way gay. I mean, he's way better at being gay than I ever could be. I mean, look at me. Those are the shoes of a homosexual who has given up. But then, my parents and my sister, they took a turn to the left because my brother's so good at being gay, and he got a good boyfriend named Paul, and they travel to Paris together, and everybody's having a nice old gay time. And they like gay people now. My parents even vote for Democrats. What? How did this happen? I think it's because my brother has a beard much like Abraham Lincoln. It's in right now. Who knew? But I had to carve the way first. End of sidebar. So my job is to leave the stage. So my name is Michael Gifford, and I have been your opening act. Thank you very much. Eric?
Mike Gifford, everybody. Give it up for Mike Gifford. Oh, my God. Mike is consistently one of our favorite storytellers at Your Stories. He actually will be speaking at Claire's Farewell Sunday. He said this was going to be the clean, tight story, and Sunday is going to be the filthy, digressive one. So, guys, come Sunday. It's going to be fucking wonderful.